So could Sugriva, he could have been good conscience and he could still have been sensitive also. He could have said that I acted in good conscience. See, there is, when it comes to emotions, the emotions that we feel, they don't always follow the rules of logic. So if we see Yudhishthir Maharaj in the Bhagavatam, after the whole Kurukshetra war happens, he feels that, no, I caused this war. For my sake, this whole war was fought and so many people were killed. Now the reality is far opposite to that. Because Yudhishthir did everything possible to avoid the war. Sometimes we say, I have done everything humanly possible. Actually, Yudhishthir had done everything humanly possible and everything divinely possible. Krishna, God himself, has gone to Shantipur. So, when we see people's emotions, especially under moments of stress, then we should see them. We can't start analyzing. Oh, wow. Why are you not thinking logically? At that time, we just appreciate the heart of that person. If they stick to that illogical emotion, then it becomes a problem. If Yudhishthira started acting on it, I will not rule, I will renounce the world, then everybody objected. Oh no, you can't do that. So Sugriva did not do that. So especially under moments of stress, our emotions may go in various ways. And we are not, nobody is to be judged based on those emotions. So even Krishna tells Arjuna that the wise person does not lament at the time of death, does not lament on seeing the death of anyone. But when Abhimanyu is killed, Arjuna is grief struck. And Krishna does not tell Arjuna, you forgot Bhagavad Gita now. He doesn't say that. No, Krishna is sensitive, Krishna is gentle, Krishna is consoling, Krishna is encouraging. So when a person is going through a particular set of emotions, at that time we have to encourage them to come back on the right track. We don't have to just dismiss their emotions as illogical or irrational, but sensitively get them on the right track.